Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we're speaking with Adam Day. He's a Senior Vice President and Head of Enterprise and Technology Sales for the Americas with Telstra. How are you doing today, Adam?
Hi, Don. Thanks for having me.
Before we get started with part one of accessing the world through Telstra's networks, people, and partners in North America, can you give our listeners a little overview of Telstra?
Absolutely. Happy to, Don. Many people may be familiar with Telstra as the large Australian telecommunications company, where we offer a full suite of services over there, both consumer and business. But we're actually outside Australia, have been operating for around 70 years and 25 years in North America as well. Outside of Australia, we operate a really significant global network infrastructure business where we help organizations around the world, including many in North America, to connect and access markets all over the world, and particularly towards Asia Pacific. And a lot of that is being built on our subsea network infrastructure that we own and operate. So we own and operate one of the largest subsea cable networks across the world, with particular density within the Asia Pacific region. And on any given day, just to bring that to life, about 30% of all of the internet traffic in Asia is actually carried on Telstra's network infrastructure.
That's awesome. That's an interesting statistic. You're in the Americas now, and I understand that the America organization has really been growing rapidly. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your activity in the U.S.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really, really exciting time for us in North America more broadly, so both the United States and Canada, which I'll come back to in a moment. But we've been, as I said, in North America and the United States for 25 years. And with our ownership around that subsea cable network infrastructure, we have one of the leading networks in connecting the United States and North America back into Asia and into Australia. So what that means is we help enable North American headquartered organizations to build network infrastructure and internet infrastructure that helps them to do business in Asia and reach customers and markets there. So as an example, perhaps I'll bring it to life with a few of the customer segments that we serve here in North America. So the technology segment is a really big one for us. So think of your gaming organizations, content and streaming, cloud and software as a service, collaboration type providers like the one that we're using today. Those sorts of organizations are building very large capacity, high bandwidth production networks, connecting North America into Asia so that they can deliver their software, their content, their product into those markets. So we will help those sorts of technology companies to build that infrastructure. And that is largely big bandwidth data center to data center fiber connectivity and IP transit networks, both in Asia and in Australia. We also have a big presence here in North America supporting the capital markets or financial organizations. A lot of the network we own and operate into Asia is low latency networks. We have a lot of the fastest paths in the market. And so we've used that to build a very specific high frequency trading network that we call the Octagon, which connects 8 of the major stock exchanges around the world. So we help a lot of the proprietary trading firms and high frequency traders here in North America to access those markets. And equally in the sort of enterprise space, where you think multinational organizations in the US and Canada that have operations, whether that's people, manufacturing locations, offices, sites all across the world, we will help them to build their global network solutions, MPLS, SD-WAN type services to connect those locations and offices around the world. And equally, there's a couple of really exciting segments in our business here that I'd love to mention as well. And that is Canada that I mentioned we're now in. So we have a team that is up in Toronto. We've built some network infrastructure up in Toronto. So we're now able to take many organizations across Canada onto our network really seamlessly and then help them to access markets all across the world as well. And the other would be broadcast. Again, similar to what I described about our capital markets business and building a purpose-built low latency network. For broadcast, we've built a purpose-built media network, which is used to carry live sports and live entertainment content around the world. And that's a really exciting part of our business here as well. We've been investing heavily in building that network into more lucrative locations and partners around North America, which effectively means we can get more of that live sport and entertainment content on our network. And we do the international distribution of that so that that can be sent out to people all across the world to watch sitting in their homes. So that's a really exciting part of our business here in North America too.
It's really all about the experience for telecommunications companies. And over the last several months, I've noticed that you've been increasing channel support. How are you improving the service to the channel and to your partners?
Yeah, it's an absolutely great question and probably the most important part of this discussion for me, right? In terms of how do we support our channel partners to be at their very best and make sure that we are adding value to them on a day-to-day basis. I want to be super, super clear. We are absolutely 100% channel agnostic. So we partner with our direct and indirect sales teams to support one another. As an example, if we have one of our channel sales team working with a partner that brings in a really strategic, complex type opportunity or requirement, we'll simply team on that. If the channel sales team comes to me and says, you know what, we need to have a business development or an account manager and another team of people from service and delivery to project management to come in and put their arms around a partner and an opportunity, then we will absolutely do that. We are entirely channel agnostic. And with my sort of remit around our overall enterprise business in North America, both direct and indirect, the channel is an incredibly, incredibly important part of our go-to-market strategy. I cannot overstate that. It's so, so important to us. And we needed to put some more investment around that. So as an example, we brought in a new executive to lead part of our partner program. And that includes alliances that we have with the likes of Cisco and Equinix, where on the Cisco front, for example, we can help organizations and partners procure CPE, right? Routers, switches, and help deliver those in Asia as one part of what we do. But that role around partnerships is equally focused on those alliance type partnerships as it is on the channel partner community and helping to make sure we've got some really tight engagement and structure around how we work with all of the master agents across the United States and Canada. And then equally, we're investing in some more people in our channel sales team to be able to be more active in the market, supporting the sub-agent community as well. So that's really exciting for us. We've probably had more focus and more resourcing around supporting the channel partners than we ever have before. And that's exciting. I mentioned sort of how you can probably hear my passion around how excited I am about some of our growth opportunities. Everything I talked about earlier around the types of customers we serve and the products that we're delivering are all available to our channel partner community as well. And again, we see that as a really, really big part of our growth story going forward.
Channel is your vehicle to success. There's been a lot of things going on in the world over the last year or so. And what kind of impact do you see in the terms of pivoting to support both the business needs and then also the pandemic and overall the digital transformation of the business that's going on at this point?
Yeah, really interesting. I think a lot of people would probably agree that we've seen more digital transformation across organizations, including our own as well, as a big telecom provider in the past 18 or so months than we probably have in the past few years, as everyone's had to clearly adapt really, really quickly to remote working, remote schooling, remote healthcare. So that has driven a lot of demand for capacity around the world. It's actually been really humbling probably to see the role of network providers and telecoms providers in helping to keep the world connected in the last 18 months. So I think it's really brought to life how critical that infrastructure layer is that helps people stay connected around the world. Certainly though, when the pandemic hit, almost overnight, we saw, I think, almost 50% increase in the traffic across our international networks. Because again, obviously everyone started to use services like the one we're using today for collaboration. People were remote schooling and people were at home more. So they're gaming more, they're watching streaming services more, and all of that puts huge demand on the network. So we had to bring forward quite a lot of capital investment that was slated for this year into 2020 just to cope with that demand and make sure that our customers were able to stay connected. And one thing that changed as well for me through the pandemic was it really heightened the ability to maybe stand out from some competition at times by being able to respond really rapidly to customer requirements. And our team, it was exceptional to see. It was one of the most proud moments for me last year was seeing how our team came together in crisis mode to support customers. I won't use the specific customer name, but one of our collaboration providers who was being relied on really heavily in Australia for remote schooling had to turn up services to be able to deal with that in a matter of a weekend as children were returning from holidays to go back to school. And they challenged us to deliver some really high capacity IP transit and fiber services in what would typically take 60 to 90 days. And they needed it done in a weekend. And we managed to pull that off. And that was really exciting to see how the team came together in crisis mode. And my takeaway now is, how do we build that more into BAU and start to really stand out as different in the marketplace for delivering super quick on customer requirements? So that's something that has evolved, and that's been really exciting to see as well. And the last point I would touch on around the business transformation and digital transformation front is, a lot of companies now in the enterprise space are obviously looking at how they're going to handle a hybrid workforce going forward, part in the office and part remote. How are we seamlessly delivering business applications through cloud services? How are we making sure that that data is secured in a remote and hybrid environment as well? So we're certainly seeing a lot of conversation around network transformation, a growing adoption of SD-WAN and cloud type technologies. And so that's a really big area of focus for us as well going forward. And channel partners certainly can lean on us if they have global network requirements, SD-WAN requirements, cloud requirements for their customers that do have international locations.
There's probably a number of resellers and channel partners that are going to be looking to contact you. How can they find out more information and do a lookup on you?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, if you'd like to connect with me, Adam Day, on LinkedIn, I would absolutely love for you to do that. You can hit our website as well, telstra.com/Americas. It used to be US, it's now Americas because we're in Canada, as I mentioned. And equally, our channel sales team of professionals here are the best in the business, in my view. So you can also look out for Donna Turner on LinkedIn, Sharon Andrus, and Scott Elliott, who are our three channel sales managers on the ground here. And again, as I said, we are recruiting for more. So I look forward to sharing some more people that the channel community can reach out to soon.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Adam Day, Senior Vice President, Head of Enterprise and Technology Sales for the Americas with Telstra. Adam, you guys are on a fast pace here. You guys are doing a lot. And you're in a market that, especially with that subsea cable, look out.
Absolutely. It's exciting. It's a super exciting time for us. So we're really excited about all the investment that's happening and the new people that are coming in and new energy in the organization. So yeah, it's going to be a big couple of years for Telstra and in North America. Really looking forward to it.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.